We're doing the laws of Erev Pesach. So we all know that Pesach is on the 15th, and on the night of the 14th, which is this year's Sunday night, we check the chametz. We check our houses for chametz. If you're going to leave the machon earlier, so check earlier before you go. On the eve of Pesach, we wake up early. We want to go to shul early so that we'll finish our meal before 4 hours into the day. We have a third of the day to finish our chametz. And then it becomes prohibited to eat chametz. So you have a lot to do on the eve of Pesach, so you got to get up early. And that's usually difficult because people go to sleep late the night before. But plan your time accordingly. This year, that means on Sunday, get everything done early enough so you could go to sleep early. On the eve of Pesach, we don't say Mizmor L'Todah. Mizmor L'Todah corresponds to the Korban Todah. The Todah sacrifice would have loaves of bread which were chametz, so it could not be brought on the eve of Pesach because you wouldn't be able to finish eating the bread. We don't say Tachanun, right? We don't say Tachanun all of Nisan. We don't say Lam Natzeach. And the firstborn fast. We commemorate the miracle that the firstborn were saved from the plague of the firstborn. So it doesn't matter if a guy is firstborn to his dad or his mom. They fast. If it's a female firstborn, so there are opinions that say she should fast. I've never heard of firstborn girls fasting. and today, we're very lenient with this fast. What we do is, we have a Sudas mitzvah. We have a meal that's a mitzvah. And then that absolves us from our obligation of fasting. And almost every shul is going to have at least one minyan with a siyum where you can partake. And then you don't have to fast. Yes?
Oh, that was what I was going to ask you today.
Yeah, so long as you partake of the Siyam, you're okay. But you got to be there when he finishes. You got to be there for the Siyam.
What's the easiest way to force your own Sudas Mitzvah? Like a Siyam for yourself?
Finish something of a meaningful amount. You have people who have a hard time having an appetite. I don't know that in our generation we have people like that. But in the days, in ancient times, if a person had a breakfast, he wouldn't be able to eat the whole day. He'd say, I'm stuffed till the next day. So those people shouldn't eat breakfast, lunch, or supper. They got to have an appetite for the matzah. We don't have those problems. You got to finish your morning meal early enough because there's a deadline when you can no longer eat.
I'm in a shiur with Rabbi Frankenthal now. Can I call you back? Thank you.
There's a deadline when you can no longer eat chametz. You look at the calendars, you'll see. When the deadline comes, we wash our mouths out, and we go and burn whatever chametz remains. Ideally, a person should personally do that, take into account that the places where they burn chametz are very often filled with smoke. So do it with clothing that you're going to change. You probably want to go to mikveh afterwards, go and wash yourself for Yom Tov. You have to get rid of the chametz. There's a custom to burn it. We have a custom to burn it with the leftovers from Sukkot. Many people save their lulav or aravos and burn them with the chametz. The idea is you did one mitzvah with them, do another mitzvah with them. And now that you've finished with your chametz, we say another nullification of the chametz. We say any chametz that I might have in my possession, even if I don't know about it, last night we said, any chametz that I have in my possession that I do not know about. Today we say, if I do know about it or I don't know about it, even if I don't know about it or I do know about it, I want it to be nullified, I want to have nothing to do with it. Now our sages prohibited eating matzah on the eve of Pesach. They wanted us to come into Pesach and it should be discernible that we're eating matzah for the sake of a mitzvah. To the point where if a person were caught eating matzah on the eve of Pesach, he could be punished by the courts. So we're prohibited from eating kosher for Passover matzah on the eve of Pesach. On the other hand, we have matzah that's made with fruit juice, what we call matzah ashira, that would be permitted. So if you have little kids that don't understand what's going to happen at the night at the Seder, so they're allowed to eat matzah because they're not a part of the mitzvah tonight anyways. That's called matzah ashira, matzah that matzah that's better tasting than the one with just flour and water. Okay, today many have the custom not to eat matzah starting Rosh Chodesh. Because it's the eve of Yom Tov, so you're not supposed to do work in the afternoon. There's a special halacha, our sages said, anyone who does work in the afternoon or the eve of a Yom Tov or Shabbos won't see any blessing from it. On the eve of Pesach after Chatzot is more severe than any other eve of Shabbos or Yom Tov, because that's already like a Yom Tov, because that's when the Jewish people would slaughter their Paschal offering, the afternoon leading into Pesach, right? So the rabbis prohibited doing work just like Chol HaMoed. Whatever you could do on Chol HaMoed, we learned that, you could do it on the eve of Pesach in the afternoon. Before Chatzos, before the midday, so then you can do work. Now the key here is cutting your nails, ironing your clothing, shining your shoes. Those are things which would be permitted after Chatzos. Now, whereas taking a haircut, taking a shave, doing your laundry, those are things that should be done before Chatzos. People don't realize this. People figure, I'll shower and I'll shave. You got to do the shave and the haircut and the laundry before midday. There's a mitzvah for everyone to take a nap on the eve of Pesach so that you can stay awake at night. Basically what happens is you can't eat bread all day and you can't eat matzo all day. So then you end up coming into Pesach very, very hungry, which isn't necessarily conducive. So you could have meat and you could have potatoes and you can have vegetables. So it's a good idea not to walk into the Seder completely ravenous and lose your focus from such a thing. But as we approach the nightfall, we try to minimize what we eat so that we'll have an appetite to eat the matzah at night. Those of us who would have an issue with that. A lot of people today, if they don't eat, they'll come into Pesach and they'll be out of it. So you got to know yourself. Yeah?
As far as washing doing the laundry and all that, from what I remember, we're not supposed to really be washing after Pesach during Chol HaMoed and whatever also.
Correct.
When can we clean up our act and wash?
After Pesach. Technically, the rabbis didn't want you doing laundry on Chol HaMoed. They prohibited it on Chol HaMoed. You were supposed to come into Yom Tov with all your clothing clean. You got to do your laundry before Pesach, and you got to take your haircut and shave before Pesach.
Which is not so easy for you with the kids in the laundry also.
Right. So with children, if children soil their laundry, so then you're permitted to do it quietly on Chol HaMoed.
Right,
that is discussed, right? Child's being toilet trained or not yet toilet trained, right? Okay, now we have to do the preparations for Pesach, on the eve of Pesach. Some have the custom, some are of the opinion, that you have to bake the matzahs for the Seder on the eve of Pesach in the afternoon. That was Rashi's opinion. So throughout Europe, you had many people who would actually bake their matzahs for the Seder night in the afternoon, where chametz is already prohibited. We don't do that, but there are many people who do. There are many Hasidish Rebbes. I remember a neighbor of my father-in-law's. He does that. So I called him once and I asked him if it's possible to get some matzahs. So he said, look, it's very hard. I said, look, I only need a box or two. So he almost hung up on me. So he said, I said, what do you mean? He said, you're lucky if you get one matzah. They sell them like for 100 shekel a matzah. It's very hard. You got to figure. You have a limited number of bakeries. You can you can only produce so many matzahs on the eve of Pesach. So if you want to be one of those that get those matzahs, it's not cheap. And how do you get anyone to work at that hour? Saying it's the eve of Pesach.
Can't you make them in your oven?
So go get your oven kosher and set up a place where you can actually do it. That's what this neighbor does. He sets up an oven specifically for Pesach. He has a kosher for Pesach oven, a toaster oven. But it's not so simple to get it right.
Well, couldn't you create a fire pit in your backyard?
Theoretically, it's easier said than done. You also have to have people who know how to spread. You have to get kosher flour.
Right.
That's not so simple. Then you got to store it correctly. Then you need someone who knows how to knead the dough correctly, and you need to have vessels that are clean for it. Then you need someone who knows how to roll out the dough correctly, and someone who knows how to make the holes correctly. And then you need the oven to be right. Aside from which, you need to know all the laws of when the oven becomes disqualified. When you did something wrong, and then you have chametz in the oven, and then what do you do, right? So it's
theoretically possible.
There are people who do it practically, but it takes a lot of preparation and understanding. You got to really know what you're doing, and even then it's hard. It's hard. It's a whole family event. Those who do this, it's like you got to wait till your kids are old enough and you need enough volunteers. You know, if your wife is good at rolling out dough, your kids are good. And you got to figure you still have the Seder coming that night. So this is an exciting event. The families who do this, this is like a big deal for them. This is their Erev Pesach, and it's a wonderful thing. It's not as simple as just, yeah, let's make a few matzahs. It's hard work. We got to prepare our matzah. We got to prepare our maror. On our maror, we have to be careful that it shouldn't be wormy. So you have to be very careful if you're going to use lettuce to get bug-free lettuce and still clean it correctly. We prepare the charoset and the salt water. We prepare the matzah. Many have the custom on the eve of Pesach, like every eve of Yom Tov, they go to mikvah. You got to be careful to get your mincha in on time. There's a very important minhag on the eve of Pesach to read about how the Korban Pesach was brought. We are taught that by learning the laws or recounting the laws or the mitzvah of a sacrifice, it's considered as though we actually did it. So that's why there's a special custom on the eve of Pesach to sit down and go through the parsha of bringing the Paschal offering, because this is the time we would do it. We mentioned last night that after Ma'ariv, we sing the Hallel and Shul. And then we rush home to start our Seder.